Hello, everyone. This is Doug Nelson, the president of the Massage Therapy Foundation. And I have on the phone with me Dr. Glenn Hemel, who has been involved in the foundation for many years and was fundamental and instrumental in making initiatives like the IJTMB happen. So, Glenn, thank you so much for taking the time to talk today.
Thank you, Doug. I really appreciate it. It's a great opportunity.
I would love to know just how you got started with the foundation. Where was the beginning of this? When did this happen?
Well, prelude to the IJTMB goes back to 1998, when I was studying at the Blue Cliff School of Therapeutic Massage in the New Orleans area. I came across a journal, American Psychologist, in December of 1998, and the lead issue was entitled Massage Therapy Effects by Tiffany Field. And that was really the catalyst for my eventually going into the Massage Therapy Foundation and then getting involved with the IJTMB. So it was that was a catalyst, actually, going back at the very outset to the research of Tiffany Field. Subsequent to that, in 2001, I became involved with the Massage Therapy Foundation. And at, I think it was the October 2001 AMTA meeting in Quebec City, in a conversation with John Belletto, we both were talking about different journals available in the manual sciences, and we sort of came together and decided, hey, it would be a great idea for us to initiate an effort to get a journal going. So that was the origin in 2001, but for a lot of different reasons, it wasn't until around 2006, 2007, that we really got underway with making some progress with the preparation and development of the IJTMB. Up until around 2006, we were deliberating in terms of whether we should go with a print journal or an electronic journal. And the more closely we looked at it, the whole open access movement was more and more underway, mm-hmm. and the print issue matter would become financially problematic.
Yes.
So it was in 2006, 2007, we, there's the Massage Therapy Foundation, we started the effort to figure out how can we work on a journal. And what was really helpful in, I think it was in July of 2007, at an open access research conference in Simon Fraser University in Vancouver, we started looking into what the possibilities would be in terms of developing an electronic journal. And got underway in 2007 in terms of the preparation and development. And then eventually in, I think it was in September of 2008, we inaugurated our very first issue of the IJTMB. And that was in, I think, September and December. And then beyond 2008, beginning in 2009, and beyond, on an annual basis, we had quarterly issues that were used. So that was the very beginning of the genesis of the IJTMB.
I listened to this, Glenn, and I have two thoughts. One of them is, wow, you guys were dreaming big. I mean, starting a journal is, that's what an ambitious undertaking. That is... Yeah, you guys were dreaming big, and it is amazing that it happened, and that could not have been easy through the process, because there's a lot.
Oh my gosh. When when I suggested that, yes, we should really press this on, sort of a catalyst that was the work of John Belletto during his presidency. I think it was maybe 2 years before our first Massage Therapy Foundation research conference in Albuquerque in 2005. I think it was around 2003 or so when actually John Belletto was the catalyst for suggesting that we may perhaps start a biannual or triannual research conference. So that sort of coincided with what we were thinking about relative to a journal. So those two thoughts came together around beginning in 2003 and then inaugurating the first research conference at the foundation in 2002. And that in 2006 and 2007 became involved in the open access publication effort. And so actually a combination of the interest we had in the first research foundation, first conference in tandem with trying to launch a an initial journal.
Yeah.
And so they sort of went together at the same time.
That makes sense.
We very consistently thought in terms of what I think in early part of this year, where there was an article on the three pillars of the essential architecture of the Massage Therapy Foundation, the whole notion of a combination of research is a catalyst for education, which in turn is a catalyst for practice. So those three major themes that obviously became three sections constituting the IJTMB, that was a big part of it, wanting that consistency across research, education, and practice.
Right.
And sort of in that sequence, really being in a bi-directional direction.
Each one feeding back to the other.
Exactly, exactly. It's not exclusively research to education to practice, but equally so practice informing education in terms of the needs and eventually research, bi-directional.
Yeah, and that only makes sense in that, you know, it's lovely to have a journal and to have research articles. It doesn't help if people can't understand them. And so
exactly.
So the education part, you know, is important, but the more people understand that and use the literature, that means it's going to affect clinical practice and invite more questions, which furthers more research.
Precisely. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, if you don't mind, I'm going to circle back to one thing, which I just can't let go of, which is your own background. I mean, you started this conversation with entering massage school, but it's like, well, wait a minute, what preceded that? And why don't you tell the listeners just a little bit about your own background? And I want to know, how did you end up in massage school?
Oh, a blessing. In all candor. Currently, I'm in my 44th year on the faculty in the psychology department at the Loyola University in New Orleans. In addition to research methods in statistics and intro to psychology, another one of my major teaching opportunities in the department at Loyola was psychology of personal adjustment, obviously involving stress management, fatigue, pain issues. And one of the major journals for the psychology discipline is American Psychologist. And as I alluded to a moment ago, it was in the December 1998 issue of American Psychologist that was published, the lead article entitled Massage Therapy Effect, that was authored by Tiffany Field. Was a real major player, and obviously in terms of research for the manual therapy sciences. And I had started my massage therapy work, started in February of 98 at the Blues Cliff School of Therapeutic Massage in the New Orleans area. And as I was going through the American Psychologist issue in December of 98, I came across the article, and it really intrigued me. And seeing its relationship to stress management, et cetera, et cetera. So that work that I was doing at Blue Cliff, in conjunction with being already aware of Tiffany Field, she was a well-known a developmental psychologist. And so that was the first time I saw the connection between psychology and massage therapy. In short order, I think it was in early part of spring 2000. Well, I looked into it, but didn't take it seriously in terms of looking into the research for it, in terms of contacting massage therapy, therapy association, until the early part of 2001. And that's how I became introduced to the Massage Therapy Foundation, speaking initially with Jenny Olson. Uh-huh. And from there, it sort of took off. And it made sense that given the work that Tiffany Field was doing as a psychologist focusing on massage therapy, and my having done a lot of research on research methods and statistics methods in the psychology department, it seemed to make a good linkage in terms of research methods and stats in conjunction with massage therapy. And consequently, that's the area that I wanted to go to as far as massage therapy is concerned.
You know, Glenn, I am listening to that, and at some level, part of me is thinking, how perfect. The way you discovered massage therapy is through a research journal, right?
And, right.
And then your gift to this profession is to help the founding of a research journal. But without that research, without that article, all that followed may never have been. Wow. In a way,
that's true. That's true.
Profound.
And I think towards the latter part of my massage therapy education, 98, 99, I think it was around 2000, 2001, I got in touch with Tiffany Field, and at the University of Miami Touch Research Institute, mm-hmm. and had occasion to visit her location there over 2 or 3 days. I think it was around 2001, 2002, something like that. So it all came together very, very easily, and not easily, but sort of a serendipitous synchronicity kind of experience.
Wow. That is so fascinating. And again, it's hard not to be thinking about, so here's this research journal, this article, you read this article and look at all the sequela that's happened from that. And then you're involved in creating this journal, the IJTMB, it's open access. And that opens the door for other people. You know, there might be somebody right now reading some article in IJTMB and it lights the fire.
So.
The way it lit a fire for you, and then there will be a discussion like this 10 years from now, wondering how in the world did you have that line, and ultimately, in some ways, it will trace back to you. Wow, amazing.
It's been a very, very interesting experience, my gosh, and very blessed, very blessed.
Well, we are incredibly lucky, and you know, it's that thing of planting trees under which you'll never sit in the shade. And so, you know, so I think about again that person who's reading that article, and you know, the idea, the audacious idea to create a journal, the passion for something is one thing, the discipline to execute it is something else. And for all of you who had that, not only the passion, but the discipline to make all this happen, all of us in the field owe you a great debt of gratitude for making that happen. And
well, in all candid, Doug, when I first started working more directly with the preparing and trying to develop and eventually inaugurating the IJTMB, someone on the foundation's board called me aside and said, "Oh, Glenn, do you have any idea what you're thinking of trying to do?" And I said, well, yeah, I know what I need to do. My colleague looked at me and said, "You really need to think about that, because you're committing. Oh my gosh." Uh-huh. And I said, "Okay, well, it'll be work, you know, but it's okay. It's okay." Oh my gosh. Let me say this. Within a few months, I said to myself, "Oh my gosh, what in the world have I gotten into?"
Uh-huh.
And,
right.
And, more than one time I reflected on that earlier conversation and saying to myself, if I had an opportunity to go back and maybe not do that, I might have been tempted, but I would like to think I would have still followed through, you know, but it caused many moments for pause along the way. It was daunting.
I'm not sure that any great accomplishment doesn't have exactly the same road. you know, it's always those twists and those turns, and retrospectively, it all makes sense. But that's part of why I wanted to have this phone call, because
great.
Both to hear about the inception, and also, Glenn, honestly, to thank you for persevering and making this happen. It's an incredible gift that you've given to the profession, and we are.
Well, Doug, once again, I really appreciate the opportunity for us to have a conversation about it, and really appreciated the chance to have a chance to talk, and went back to my previous papers and notes and trying to recall the history, and always excited. Always excited to continue.
It's everyone who's ever worked with you, Glenn, always just talks about just your passion and sense of intrigue and sense of wonder about the world. And it's infectious, and we've all benefited from it. So I want to thank you for talking today. I will, the one little caveat is there's several pieces inside this that might warrant like further development, and even just talking about some of the mechanics of the journal, like what, why really open access? Many, you know, there are little pieces of this that if you might agree, I might revisit a couple pieces in the future.
Yeah, that'd be great, Doug. That'd be
all
great.
Right. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you for all that you do and all that you are. And thanks for talking today, okay?
And likewise to you, Doug. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.